Current State on 90.5 WKAR. We come your way three times every weekday, 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. on 90.5 FM and every day at noon on AM 870. Our program's always at WKAR.org. This is Detroit Tigers country, but lots of baseball fans to our west root for the teams from Chicago. For them, having the Cubs advance to the World Series for the first time in 71 years is especially exciting. One of those diehard Cubs fans works here at WKAR. Scott Pohl spoke with our colleague Tim Zico about his lifetime of Cubby love. He was there when Chicago earned the right to play Cleveland starting tonight for all the marbles, wasn't he, Scott?
He sure was, Mark, just like he was there for Game 6 13 years ago when a fan named Steve Bartman interfered with a foul ball, a play that was followed by a Florida Marlins rally and heartbreak for Cubs fans everywhere. Zico's love for baseball extends to serving as an official scorekeeper for the Lansing Lugnuts. We talked about his devotion to Chicago's North Siders.
Living across from the broadcast stations in Chicago, those were the strongest signals that we got, just 60 miles across the lake. So I grew up watching the Cubs games because they played day baseball. And when I would get home from school, you could watch almost all of the games, especially with the time difference, because we were in the Eastern time zone. Chicago's in the Central time zone. So, you know, early afternoon, mid-afternoon games beginning in Chicago, you know, we're an hour farther along in our day here in Michigan. So I get to see the whole game.
I've spent my whole life in Jackson County and Ingham County, and it's only the Tigers around here. How prevalent is it to be a Cubs fan in the southwestern part of Michigan?
In southwest Michigan, very common.
You see a lot of that even today?
Yes, absolutely. My wife and I drove in for the game on Saturday this past weekend, and we stopped at a rest stop somewhere in near Pawpaw, and we had our Cubs gear on, and people were hooting and hollering, and we stopped at a fruit market just outside of St. Joe to get some cider and things to take with us to Chicago, and had our Cubs gear on, and people were hooting and hollering, and go Cubs, go Cubs. And so it is a very Cubs-centric area.
So the last World Series championship for the Cubs was 1908.
Correct.
Their two most recent appearances in the World Series were both losses in 1935 and 1945 to our Detroit Tigers.
Yep.
The closest they've come in the intervening 71 years was the Steve Bartman year. What year was that?
That was 2003, and it was game number 6 of the National League Championship Series.
And you were there.
I was there, and as was my wife, and as were my two children.
Again in the air, down a left field line, a long reaching into the stands and couldn't get it, and he's livid with a fan.
Did you have a vantage point to see the Bartman play?
We did. We were sitting in, I believe, the second row of the upper deck between home plate and third base. So we had a very clear view of what was going on. And as a Cubs fan, I would like that story just to die, because it really had, quite honestly, very little to do with the actual outcome of the game. And unfortunately, I think Mr. Bartman has been had a lot of bile thrown his way over the years, unjustly, because he was one of several fans reaching for the ball, and he would have done, frankly, what any fan would have done in the similar situation. You have a foul ball coming your way.
You try to catch it.
And you're looking up at the ball coming at you. You're not really aware of what else is going on around you other than you may get hit in the head with a ball, so you're going to reach up and try and catch it. So that's all he was trying to do.
We're talking with WKAR television executive producer and diehard Cubs fan, lifelong Cubs fan, Tim Zico. So moving past the Bartman season, 2016 rolls around, the Cubs in the preseason, a lot of people are predicting the World Series, including, as I recall, Sports Illustrated. They did not suffer the Sports Illustrated curse, went through the season with the most victories in Major League Baseball. The playoffs roll around, National League Championship Series arrives. And here's Tim Zico at another Game 6, right?
When I took my wife and my family back in 2003, I promised my wife that we would see history, thinking it would be history of the Cubs advancing to the World Series. She has not let me forget that over 13 years, and she's as big a Cub fan, probably even more so than I am. And so when the opportunity presented itself to purchase tickets for playoff games this year, I said, all right, we're going to do it. And I had the choice of what game to get. And I said, I'm going for game six because it's time to right a wrong. And my wife kind of came up with the hashtag fix game six. So that's what she had been talking about ever since I said, well, we're getting the tickets and we're going. So it's just she and I went. My kids, unfortunately, were not able to join us. I would have loved to have had them there. But so it was just the two of us. But yes, we were there on Saturday, game six.
Left side. Out. Out. The Cubs have won the pennant.
Tell me about the atmosphere around and inside Wrigley Field before, during, and after Game 6.
It was amazing. And I know that's a word that gets thrown around a lot, but it was electric. It was hopeful. It was confident. There was a quiet confidence and almost sereneness among Cubs fans, which was completely alien to me. It was 180 degrees from the vibe and feeling of Game 6 in 2003. And I remember sitting in the 2003 game, I was sitting next to a former groundskeeper, actually, and we chatted back and forth a bit, but we both agreed we would not discuss the game as it went on. We would, as the outs began to get closer and closer to the World Series, we would show each other hand signs, 10, 9, 8. We got down to 5 and didn't get any lower than that before disaster set in. And for the game on Saturday, I actually had a gentleman sitting behind me that about halfway through the game said, oh, only 14 more outs to go. And I stood up and I turned around and I asked him, please don't do that. And he thought for a second and said, I get it. You won't hear it again. And he didn't.
Smart. So after the game, what's it like there?
It was interesting because we couldn't leave the ballpark for about an hour. Obviously, everyone wanted to stay for the championship trophy presentations and the MVP awards and all of the comments and things. But there were so many people outside the ballpark, it was impossible to leave the ballpark because the streets were full. The police in Chicago closed Clark and Addison about 2 hours before game time. We were up on a rooftop patio overlooking the front entrance, and we saw all of the mounted horse police coming down the street with their baby blue helmets, the cops, not the horses, and closed the streets off as far as you can see in either direction, and people were just pouring in. So there was no traffic, but there was foot traffic, and it was packed. There were, my estimate, at least 10,000 people outside the ballpark. There were 42,000 and change inside the ballpark. And ultimately, when the final outs were made, the sound level in that stadium was nothing like I've ever heard in my life.
Tim Zico is a lifelong Cubs fan, and he's one of my colleagues here at WKAR, an executive producer with WKAR Television. Go Cubs, Tim.
Thanks, Scott.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.